You ever been curious in your life?
I've been curious a number of times.
Well, you know what? There's a Curiosity Carnival coming up at the Great Lakes Science Center this weekend, and boy, they're going to cover a lot of ground with this thing. I was looking at the schedule of events. There's a lot of interesting things going on. And here to tell us more about this weekend's Curiosity Carnival at the Great Lakes Science Center is their Director of Communications. We've got Joe Yeshanan joining us right now. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, let's get into the basic details and the rundown of this Curiosity Carnival this weekend. It's a whole weekend chocked full of cool events. What details can you share?
Well, we try to tell our guests to stay curious all year round. And every once in a while, then we get together with a special event to kind of drive that point home. So for President's Day weekend this year, we came up with a really great cure for the winter blues kind of idea, a Curiosity Carnival, where we're going to bring together a lot of our big science shows, hands-on demonstrations. We've got some workshops that cover chemistry and the wonders of water, and of course, all of the everyday hands-on interactive exhibits that are part of the Science Center.
You guys have a number of exhibits that really look cool. I want to begin with something called the Boat Float Engineering Challenge. Not only do you guys do a nice job of putting cool events together, you have a way of making them sound cool as well, and the Boat Float Engineering Challenge really comes to the forefront. What's the Boat Float Engineering Challenge all about?
So that is an all-day drop-in activity, which is really great because you and the family can spend as much or as little time on it, you know, as each person would like. So we've got all different kinds of household materials and upcycled materials. And it's basically a challenge where you put together a boat, and then we've got inflatable regatta troughs full of water and fans, and then you make your boat and race it against, you know, your little brother or your buddy, or race it against your own time. And then if you don't like your design, you can take it out, take it apart, rebuild it, and try it again.
Huh, interesting. I like that idea. Try it again. Speaking of water and speaking of boats, there's a Wonders of Water workshop. What all is involved here?
So through our partnership with the great folks down at the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District, we periodically partner up with them for workshops. And this one is going to be, you know, for the whole family. And it's going to look into water filtration and the microorganisms that you find in water and the different kinds of technology that the sewer district uses to help keep our Great Lake great.
We're talking with Joe Yeshanan with the Great Lakes Science Center. He's their Director of Communications, breaking down the entire weekend full of activities at the Curiosity Carnival. Boy, another thing that stood out, it's called the Strange Science Big Science Show, and it sounds like there are a lot of elements at play here. What's involved with the Strange Science Big Science Show?
So Strange Science is one of our most popular shows. Our staff really enjoys making things big and captivating for the kids to get them to keep them curious and to get them interested, you know, in the different elements of science that we talk about here. So you're sure to see some fire and maybe a little bit of ice, and it's very interactive. They have a lot of great call and response interaction with the crowd. And there's definitely always a good surprise ending.
Joe, you mentioned keeping the attention of the kids here. I've got two little ones at home and can understand just how hard keeping their attention can be at times. What's the thought process that goes into the events like this, the Boat Float Engineering Challenge? I mean, these are all things that seem like they'd keep a kid captivated for quite some time.
Well, that's a really good question because we are really mindful about having things for kids, you know, in the general, you know, age 2 to age 12 range so that, you know, a family with kids who are falling into different age groups can come, and the events or the hands-on activities are scalable. So what a little kid is able to get out of it is slightly different than what an older child might get out of it, but they're able to extract something, you know, from the same event or the same activity. Which is why something like the boat float is great because, again, like I said, you can spend as little or as much time as you want on it. So if a little one just wants to put you know, a coffee filter on a toothpick and stick it in a styrofoam cup, and then it floats for 30 seconds and you know, they're good. But an older kid wants to stay and really take their time and design like the fastest boat they can make. Both kids are able to take enjoyment out of the activity.
Well, I think a lot of those who attend this weekend will get a lot of enjoyment out of the Candy Loves Chemistry demonstration. On this food, Joe, we talk a lot about food, and I saw Candy Loves Chemistry, and I thought, wow, that is right up our alley. Well, what's this all about? Sounds like this is another hands-on demonstration. Is this an edible demonstration?
No, this one, we do from time to time have edible demonstrations. Our liquid nitrogen ice cream demonstration is pretty popular, but this one is all about a process called chromatography, and we're basically going to show you how the food coloring, how the dye in popular candy like a type of candy like a Skittles maybe, how you can get that dye to merge with the dye from the other candies and make a beautiful chromatography design.
Okay, interesting. You also said something in there that most definitely piqued my interest. You mentioned liquid nitrogen ice cream presentation. Mm-hmm. Is that going on this weekend?
This weekend we are not doing the liquid nitrogen ice cream demonstration, but that is definitely something that if you go to our website, if you check out greatscience.com, or you follow us on social media, you'll definitely be able to see which special events that particular demonstration is part of.
Can you shed some light on that presentation? Because I am awfully interested in this. I mean, that just sounds very, very fascinating to me.
So it's basically milk and a flavoring agent. A lot of times we use like a Nestle Quick type powder. And instead of adding ice and churning, like you would make homemade ice cream at home, we kind of speed up the process with liquid nitrogen, which is super cold, ultra cooled, and you pour that into the mixture, and it forms the ice crystals immediately. And you give that a few good stirs, and then it's ready to eat.
Wow! Wow! Okay.
It's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun demonstration. Kids love it.
It sounds really awesome. I'm a kid at heart, so I know for a fact I would absolutely love that demonstration. Again, we're talking with Joe Yashanin with the Great Lakes Science Center about this weekend's Curiosity Carnival. Dare I say, he certainly piqued our curiosity so far. And there's another presentation I wanted to take a look at on the list of events this weekend called Incredible Illusions. Now, this is what's considered a cart activity, correct?
Right, which means it has a, which just means on our end, it has a longer run time during the day as opposed to a show, which has like a set start time. A cart or a drop-in activity like the boat float is something that the guests can come and stop at any point during the run of the event. So, Incredible Illusions is a newer one that we have not done in quite a while, and it's all about your senses and how you can kind of trick your brain into seeing something that isn't really there. So it goes a little bit more into the science, the physiological science behind an optical illusion.
Joe, going back real quick to the Wonders of Water workshop, obviously water's essential to life, so it's important to everybody. But for kids growing up on Lake Erie, I would imagine the idea behind that is kind of the importance of everything that this kind of community, I mean, growing up on the lake, it's essential here.
Yes, definitely. And for kids that are interested in really learning more about a topic like that, like if they come to an event like Curiosity Carnival and their interest really is piqued in a particular topic, you know, we hope parents look into bringing them back at some point, maybe for something like a summer day camp for a week where they can actually... We've got hundreds of different themes they can choose from, you know, and they can find a camp that really speaks to the interest of their child. So one of the camps we've got this year that's brand new is actually called Wacky Water, and it's all about the Great Lakes and about water. We've got camps about chemistry. We've got camps about kitchen chemistry. So again, if they're really interested in the different things that they see here, like the candy chemistry or the chromatography, there's a way to take their interest to the next level.
Well, you guys also have a guest attraction on Saturday. The Cleveland Engineering Society will have a display from 11 to 2 on Saturday, as will Case Western Reserve's Axe Chemistry Fraternity. Any idea what they're going to be presenting?
Well, I don't personally know off the top of my head what those guys have in store, but they always bring something interesting and fun. And kids always like stopping by their booths when they're here. We've done a number of different partnerships with them over the years, and we really enjoy exposing their folks who maybe in their normal run of business on a college campus don't get to see that excitement, you know, in like a five-year-old's face when they run up to your table. It's a whole different experience, you know, and it really kind of, even for them, sort of reignites, you know, what they love about science.
Well, one more question before we let you go here. There's one other event I'm looking at, the Magnificent Motion activity. Sounds like it's pretty cool. And one of the descriptions I'm reading here, it talks about how it takes you through the principles behind something as simple as a magician yanking a tablecloth out from underneath the place setting without breaking a single dish. What's involved with this Magnificent Motion activity?
So we try to get at some of Newton's laws of motion in that cart activity. One of the principles is the famous trick where you pull the tablecloth out from under the dishes, or we've got another version where there are some eggs or balls suspended over some cups of water, and all you have to do is flick a lever that moves the platform, and what makes the balls fall straight down instead of being flicked forward with the tray that's going out, you know? So it really takes something that you may have seen, you know, either in a YouTube video or on television maybe or in a movie, and kind of breaks it down and shows you that there are really actually simple science principles behind those things. That Magnificent Motion is another new one that we haven't done in a while, so we're happy to be bringing that one back to you.
Well, it sounds like you guys are covering all kinds of ground on Saturday. Joe, before we let you go here, for our listeners who are interested in wondering where they can go to get tickets for this weekend's festivities at the Curiosity Carnival, where can they go?
They can get advanced tickets online at greatscience.com, and they can get a discount by purchasing their tickets in advance. But, of course, if they want to come down that day, we will always have tickets available for them at the box office.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not really sure where I'm going to start when I go on Saturday. There's so many different things going on here, but it was a lot of fun to discuss, and hopefully you guys will get some cooperation from Mother Nature, and that won't keep anybody from attending on Saturday. Thank you for your time.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks so much.
Thank you again, Joe Yashannon with the Great Lakes Science Center.